Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be
street
there.
Rat. I don't buy that.
You gonna start this off singing?
Oh, fuck. If... No.
Fail.
Riff raff, street rat. I don't buy that. If only they'd look closer. Would they see a poor boy?
No siree.
No siree.
They just find.
They'd find out there's so much more to me.
More to me.
Oh, that was awful.
Totes.
Yeah, it was awful.
You know what's awful? Some of these people walking through.
Yeah, we're totally... Hey, this is Waylon.
This is James Arroy.
And this is... A Diarrhea Monologue. That's right. It's a short little goodie just because we're evil and we don't want Ricky to be happy that we would have got us back on ending our normal recording nights on even-numbered shows.
Oh my god, does her dress have people on it? It totally does.
So we've been watching and drinking wine the Olympic ceremonies of the 2012 London Olympic Games.
Danny Boyle, good show, sir. Good show.
No, literally anything English he threw against the wall to see if it stuck.
And some of the good stuff that stuck was great. Except I wish they had a TARDIS.
I swore I heard one at one point, but...
Yeah.
No, what I do think interesting and I find sad, though the Olympics did bring a lot of people and Crash Grindr.
Holy shit, that guy's tall.
There are not... and he's from Iran.
Yes, he is.
There are not enough bearded people. Like, literally, where are the hot bearded guys? I saw a
in
German.
The audience.
Yeah, I saw a German with like a chin strap, but really, really. So anyway, since we last recorded, you found out that we were engaged. Yay!
Hooray!
And you're probably going to hear about this. Oh ouch, ouch! Sorry. Forever, because you know that's we're going to be those annoying people that you have on Facebook and your other friends who can't quit shoving it down your throat because I've got bling, bling. Though I did ask Bradley where the rest of the carrots are to get me to my full.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, whatever.
They're going to be on my hand.
Oh, they are.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, wait.
Wait, what?
That does not compute in my head, because what? Why should you have more carrots than me?
What?
Anyway.
Because I froze first.
Hi, Ireland. I've got staff in your country. Hey. All up in ya. Anyway.
I bleed the grain.
So this has been a week of theater.
Yes, it has. So the first, I mean, we mentioned on the last show, we went and saw La Soirée.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
Amazing.
If you haven't got a chance, go see it.
But on Thursday, we saw The Eastland
at
the Looking Glass Theater down at the Water Tower Place in downtown Chicago.
Can I just say, I still want to cry.
Thinking about it.
It was just so good.
Yeah, it is amazing how people in theater and artists and writers can write a really poignant new musical, and a musical, yes, mind you, of something that was really horrific that no one knows about.
Right.
It was such an amazing balance between history. The music was it was historically correct in some aspects to Midwestern America in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Or mid, yeah. And it was gorgeous. Early and what 1900s. They did with the stage.
It was amazing. Like, you can't really describe it. You can't really talk too much about it because it's just, you just have to see it. And because they did such a great interweaving of visual, audio, emotional, just connection with it.
But obviously,
the actors.
Y'all don't know what the Eastland is. I mean, because we didn't. We live
you
in
really
Chicago.
Need to look this up.
But it literally.
I'm so surprised that we don't know about
it. It's
this.
A passenger ship that had too many people on it that tipped over while it was docked in the middle of the Chicago River before it went out into Lake Michigan.
Yeah, and it killed more people. Oh, we didn't look this up.
Bradley said it killed more people than Titanic, which I'm not going to disagree, but that sounds crazy to me. But, you know, maybe it did. But so it follows some actual real people, but of course it's a theater piece and there's emotions that need to be told and stories need to be told, so you have to add some other things in there. But it did such a great job of both doing, you know, like the back history of the characters that are getting on the ship, as well as people trapped in the bowels of the ship. So they would lift open and like smack open the stage doors in the floor where they would have actors and actresses
underneath,
like coming up from like water and holding on for dear life, out of breath, screaming and doing these epic monologues that were just heart-wrenching. And then the way they paid respect to the dead bodies throughout it, you know, they had the exact same costumes, but in complete water, that then they would fly up to the ceiling with the water dripping to the buckets. And so it gave the clothes weight when the characters were holding them, like they were, you know, rescuing or counting the dead bodies, or when paying respects at the end. It honestly was one of the most touching pieces of theater that I have seen in a long time. Obviously, from my voice.
Sorry, never mind.
I didn't think so.
I heard that somewhere.
I think what you heard was it killed more people than the Chicago Fire.
Maybe.
I think.
So there's a total of 844 passengers that died on the Eastland when it overturned versus the 1,500.
Yeah.
Oops.
My bad. So anyway, obviously you could tell from my conviction and my voice that I really enjoyed it.
It was great. It was emotional and literally not even like, It was the whole like 10 minutes after we saw the show, we were leaving, we were going to the car, we were getting in the car. I still was so emotionally shooken that shaken. I just shaken. I don't care.
And you're emotional. I just said emotional. No, but what I found,
it was great.
It was great.
It was great.
And when you look this up and if you look up the production, do not judge the music by the awful recordings, because even going into it, I see, ooh, Bradley, the recordings are hurt.
You did mention, you're like, I really hope the music's better.
Yeah, because they were awful. So that was Thursday, and of course tonight we're watching the Olympics opening, which was crazy.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
So what we still need from everyone is we still need to know what is Ricky, especially because he's not here. What's Ricky's drag queen name?
Yeah.
So far we've heard Gingivitis. And what was yours?
Shalita Buffet.
Shalita Buffet. And then I guess you could tell us what James Leroy Bradley and I's names would be. But I really want to know what Ricky's.
Yeah. So since you asked me last time, what's some stuff that, you know, let's turn the tables on this interview. Why don't we go to you about Ricky?
I'm sorry. This is a diarrhea monologue. Isn't it ready to end?
No. We still got a few seconds going. What's the most annoying thing about Ricky for your aspect?
I'm not prepared for this.
Honest. I wasn't prepared for mine. I love you, Ricky.
I don't know though. I think you summed up
Japan.
Sorry, that's who is next. What bugs me most about Ricky is Japan.
That's I would agree.
Is Japan. That is
Sorry, listeners.
I'm going to turn the TV off.
I'm having too much fun watching these
people. Why we decided to drink wine and set up the recording stuff in front of our TV.
While we're watching
the Olympics. Bad idea.
Oh, check out her iPhone. It's so old.
I thought you were going to say check out her unibrow.
Well, that too.
Kazakhstan.
Anyway.
I think it was some of the things you said before.
Like what? I don't remember.
Of course.
Please remind me.
I think the number one thing is that when we recorded at his house and we said we were going to record at a certain time and he would say, hey, can we start a little later because I'm going to eat.
And he'd make like a 12-course meal.
So, or we'd start a little later and we'd get there a little later and he hadn't even started cooking yet. So we never recorded on time.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that's happened here a few times too, just because it is hard when you're working to get all this done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's probably the only thing.
Oh my God. Look, his iPad. So Kazakhstan has the crowd going through, their little Olympians going through. But I just remember somebody going, nobody ever takes pictures or video with their iPad. It's just the stupidest thing.
Haven't we seen like 12 people this week?
Yes. Yes. People do. Like, I don't understand why that person said it to me.
Not only people.
Now it's documented on TV.
They were taking.
Oh my God. The only white guy in Kenya. On the Olympics.
The cast or the stage people from La Soiree, they were taking videos and pictures on their iPad during the performance.
Yeah,
like people do. Who yeah. said my mother steals my iPad because I have the newer iPad than her to take pictures.
South Korea. Well, it's what's his name? Oh, that's... Oh, yeah.
Yoon Kyung-shin.
Not who I thought.
Never from mind. Handball.
Sorry.
This is really boring, Brad. Let's get back to this diarrhea monologue. I know you're diarrheaed in the Olympics.
So what did you not like about Ricky?
Oh, my God. I've already said it. Are the diarrhea monologues going to become like, hi, welcome to the Fell Monkeys Olympic correspondent. We're here in London.
Where Ralph Lauren designed the United States attire.
And they look shitty.
And it was a very controversial issue because of the beret. And that's it.
Yeah.
I had comments. I should say Roy, my manager, commented on the fact that he's like, well, it looks like just the same shit that they wore last year. I'm like, well, yeah, I would say so.
Well, I think that since this is supposed to be a diarrhea monologue and all, we should end now.
Because with diarrhea, you don't know when it's going to happen and you don't know when it's going to stop.
Wow.
Goodbye.
No. My diarrhea does not stop like that. Well, it does.
Well, okay, this you is have what, constant diarrhea, this to
is
be
what,
honest.
This is what my diarrhea does. It stops. And then it comes back.
It's like, ooh!
You got to come back.
Get out of the bathroom! Move! Whereas mine, I'm like, I can hold this.
Whatever, you never have diarrhea.
I can hold this. I can hold it.
All I know is that your shit must be made of rocks. Because
shut your fucking trap.
Tore the toilet apart this morning.
He texted me this morning. He's like, oh my God, you and your sister. You guys guys should have like shit like rocks.
No, I said you do because you pulled an Ashley on our toilet.
Well, same difference.
And that just means because your sister said, walking to a bar, I just got
to tear this shit up.
I said, this got the cleanest bathrooms in all of Chicago. Well, I'm going to tear that shit up. Literally, friends, listeners, countrymen.
You know what? When you got to poo, you got to poo.
I go in there and I was like, dude, I've tore some shit up. But at least I try to clean up after myself. But there were like moose tracks. Whatever. All up and down.
Good like, deal.
Like they totally had to have been rocks of coal that decided, I'm going to finger paint on the way down. Like it was,
hey, everybody, I'm Mr. Hanky.
Yeah, he did a tap dance. A tap dance in the bowl.
He did the shuffle.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with your ass?
There's nothing wrong with my ass. What's wrong with your ass?
Hey. Hey.
I go like 4 times an hour.
You know? Oh. You would think I'd be skinny.
You think. The amount of times you go poo-poo.
I don't go that many times.
I love you, fiance.
I love you, too. Fiance.
There you go. This has been another episode of the Diarrhea Monologues.
The one...
What?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good place to end. Sorry.
Way to go.
I just never done talking.
Whatever.
I like hearing myself talk.
I know.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.